college, man, I was new about Iowa football. I'd basically say, I mean, I was a young kid in 2002, but I remember Dad always talking about, hey, you know, it's a good thing the Buckeyes are playing Iowa this year or whatever. And they always had the tradition of tough, disciplined, you know, smart players, because that's kind of what Coach Ferentz brings. And that's what Coach Ferentz coach teams are like. So, yeah.
I talked to Coach a little bit. He said there could be a possibility some of the younger players might have to do reports on the history of Iowa football.
Yeah,
is that
camp.
Something that happens a lot?
Yeah, we do it every year in camp. The first year guys got to research a player. And I'm trying to remember who I did. I can't even remember. But so, yeah, they have to do a report on a player, and they have to do introduce their roommate or whatever, which is usually an older guy, and say, like, three things about them. But, yeah, they do have to do a report.
Who grades the report?
I don't know if it's technically graded. I would just say the players, because, I mean, God, I remember my it was so nerve-wracking my freshman year having to stand up in front of the whole team and give a report. But it's not really graded. I just say that the players kind of judge you on whether you do a good job or not, so you want to do a good job on it.
You don't remember who you did?
No, I can't remember. It might have been I can't remember. Yeah, I can't. I'll remember eventually. Yeah. Big. Huge, because me and Nico, we watch film together all the time, and we're always competing against each other, and competition brings the best out of both players. And, you know, we always watch film, told each other little things we can do better, things we did bad on. And also, he was a great friend. Like, he was a great guy, and, you know, it's huge. So
how much did that catch you by surprise when you heard about what happened with him, and then a few days later finding out he's not?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely caught me by surprise big time. He's a good kid. I mean, that's all I really want to say about it. So, yeah.
Has it changed things for you, though? I mean, do you change anything in terms of your preparation now that you're one man short?
No. I mean, I think I was prepared pretty well and to the most of my ability, and so I wouldn't say it has.
Tell us about Anthony Gehr a little bit, because he's probably going to be maybe the backup at all spots. Who's the backup now?
I don't know.
But what about Gehr? I mean, he's on the 2D.
He's a hitter. He's tough.
Yeah.
So, I mean, every chance he gets, he's hitting people, and he's athletic, and he's picking up on the defense well, so he's a very physical player.
Is he